Annie Leibovitz says, "This show really came out of this book, A Photographer's Life. It came out of really a moment in my life. I am very, very proud of this show, but it is a different thing to look back at, because it came out of a moment when my father died, Susan Sontag died, my children were being born, and it seemed the most important thing at that moment. Walking through the Cochrane exhibit, visitors can follow the path of Leibovitz's career, but mixed in with these professional photographs, there are many personal images of her family, parents, children, and friends. For example, a series of pictures show Leibovitz's mother, father, sisters, and brothers enjoying a vacation at the beach. These small black and white images are a nice change from the many large color pictures of famous people." Leibovitz has said that she doesn't have two lives. She says that show is about one life, and the personal pictures and the professional work are all part of it. Annie Leibovitz has also worked as a photographic reporter for such events as Hillary Clinton campaign for the United States Senate in 2000. She photographed New York City after the terrorism attacks in September of 2001. In the early 1990s, she also took many pictures during her visit to Sarajevo, the capital of Bosnia and Herzegovina, during the war there. One black and white picture from this series shows a bicycle lane on the road. After first, it just seems like a photograph of an object. But when you look more closely, the picture tells a tragic story about the effect of war. Annie Leibovitz said, "I was on my way to photograph Miss Sarajevo and a motor van of just in front of my car and killed this young boy on a bicycle right in front of me. My car took him to the hospital, but he died on the way to the hospital. It turned out to be a very strong picture without having to see anything." Leibovitz has said that she is not a reporter because a reporter doesn't take sides. She says she wouldn't want to go through life like that. She says she has a more powerful voice as a photographer if she can express an opinion. The exhibit included many photographs of Leibovitz's friend, the writer Susan Sontag. Several pictures show trips that the two women took together. Later photographs show Sontag while she was fighting cancer. These images are direct and brave. They tell the story of Sontag's life and death. They also tell about Annie Leibovitz's love for this woman. This is not the first time that the photographs of Annie Leibovitz has been shown in Washington, D.C. The National Portrait Gallery held a show of her work in 1991. At the time, she was the first woman to have a one-person show in the museum. In 1999, the Cochrane had a show of her work called Women. Leibovitz has also received many honors, for example, the United States Library of Congress and the French government have given her top awards for her work. Last year, she became the first American photographer to make an official portrait of a member of the British royal family. She photographed Queen Elizabeth II at her home at Buckingham Palace in London.
Listen the text again.
Annie Leibovitz says, "This show really came out of this book, A Photographer's Life. It came out of really a moment in my life. I am very, very proud of this show, but it is a different thing to look back at, because it came out of a moment when my father died, Susan Sontag died, my children were being born, and it seemed the most important thing at that moment. Walking through the Cochrane exhibit, visitors can follow the path of Leibowitz's career, but mixed in with these professional photographs, there are many personal images of her family, parents, children, and friends. For example, a series of pictures show Leibowitz's mother, father, sisters, and brothers enjoying a vacation at the beach. These more black and white images are a nice change from the many large color pictures of famous people. Leibowitz has said that she doesn't have two lives. She says that show is about one life, and the personal pictures and the professional work are all part of it. Annie Leibowitz has also worked as a photographic reporter for such events as Hillary Clinton campaign for the United States Senate in 2000. She photographed New York City after the terrorism attacks in September of 2001. In the early 1990s, she also took many pictures during her visit to Sarajevo, the capital of Bosnia and Herzegovina, during the war there. One black and white picture from this series shows a bicycle lane on the road. After first, it just seems like a photograph of an object. But when you look more closely, the picture tells a tragic story about the effect of war. Annie Leibowitz said, "I was on my way to photograph Miss Sarajevo and a motor van of just in front of my car and killed this young boy on a bicycle right in front of me. My car took him to the hospital, but he died on the way to the hospital. It turned out to be a very strong picture without having to see anything." Leibowitz has said that she is not a reporter because a reporter doesn't take sides. She says she wouldn't want to go through life like that. She says she has a more powerful voice as a photographer if she can express an opinion. The exhibit included many photographs of Leibowitz's friend, the writer Susan Sontag. Several pictures show trips that the two women took together. Later, photographs show Sontag while she was fighting cancer. These images are direct and brave. They tell the story of Sontag's life and death. They also tell about Annie Leibowitz's love for this woman. This is not the first time that the photographs of Annie Leibowitz has been shown in Washington, D.C. The National Portrait Gallery held a show of her work in 1991. At the time, she was the first woman to have a one-person show in the museum. In 1999, the Cochrane had a show of her work called Women. Leibowitz has also received many honors. For example, the United States Library of Congress and the French government have given her top awards for her work. Last year, she became the first American photographer to make an official portrait of a member of the British royal family. She photographed Queen Elizabeth II at her home at Buckingham Palace in London.